Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Boating with Wolf Marine and Tetzloff Yacht Sales. If you have not heard the show before, we're a show about boating and marinas. And we've been on the air here on our new station on the 95.9 Killer Bee now, probably, going on a year now, and now we're going into 2019, so we're going to keep going and have some great guests. And again, we are a show about boating and marinas. My name is John Tetzloff with Tetzloff Yacht Sales. The website for Tetzloff Yacht Sales is tetzloffyachtsales.com. On that website, you can see some great boats for sale. You can see some other information on the left side of the main page. Talks about a whole bunch of good stuff about boating. And if you want to sell a boat, we're looking for some good listings. You can give us a call at 651-214-9463. That's 651-214-9463. We've got a great Facebook page. Give us a call and we can take care of your needs. And on my starboard side.
Hi, I'm Eric Wolf. I am the co-owner of Wolf Marine, and I'm also the second half of the show here, I guess I could say. Like I said, I am the co-owner of Wolf Marine. We're located 1 mile north of downtown Stillwater, intersection of Highway 95 and 96. We are a family-owned and operated marina. We have slips that are rental slips that are ranging in size from 18 to 50 foot. If you want to get on the St. Croix River, you have a boat sitting in your garage, sitting at a buddy's house, in storage, whatever, give us a call. Let's get that thing in the water and enjoy it this summer. Give us a call at 651-439-2341. You can check us out on the web, wolfmarine.net, or give us an email, info@wolfmarine.net. We'd love to have your boat. No sense on letting that thing sit idle. Let's get it in the water and use it this summer.
That's right. Give us both the calls to take care of your boating needs. I'll tell you, with that weather that's supposed to be 45 today, you know, we got about 3 more months of winter left, but people get the itch when the water is warm and the sun is shining. And you know what? We've got the boat show coming up. And you know what? The boat show to me always kind of kicks off the new season for everything boating related here in Minnesota, especially for the bigger boats that we that we like to deal with, and you know, at the marinas like to have. Although I know Eric, you don't have all big boats at your
marina. Of course we don't. We have a range, and like I said, from 18 to 50. Big boats are great, you know. I love to have the big boats in there. I do have a couple of slips left for the larger boats, especially if you have a boat in the range of the 35s, 30s, even 26 foot. I still have a pretty good selection of that. If you have a smaller boat, you better give us a call, because those are going quick. They usually run out, sell out of them, so, you know, don't hesitate on that. If you have something, pontoon boats seem to be the hot thing right now for us also, so... if you've got a pontoon boat, don't hesitate. And, you know, those aren't a great boat to be trailering. So, you know, not real trailer friendly. So that's a popular boat. Put it in a slip. It's kind of nice because you can come down anytime, day or night, and jump on the boat and go for a ride. A lot of my clients, you know, they'll only have, maybe after work, they'll have a couple hours to spare. So you certainly can't jump in your car, take it to a boat ramp, and put it in a couple hours. Down at the marina, you jump in your car, and in most cases, most of my clientele are within a half hour, 20 minutes to a half hour to the marina. Jump on your boat, you go, you bring it back, tie it off, jump in your car, and you go home for the evening. So it's to be handy and useful, get your boat in the water, put it at Wolf Marine. You're going to enjoy it.
Dang right. It's nice to have your boat just sitting there. So if you're sitting at home and you're thinking, man, I want to go boating, you don't have to worry about trailering that baby around. Although, you know what? Trailering around isn't bad, because we can both accommodate the selling and the handling of trailered boats.
Absolutely.
But it's nice to just be able to go down and it's in the slip, ready to go. And, you know, if you have a bigger boat, you know, that has the facilities of, you know, a cabin on the water, you know, you don't even have to take them out of the take them out of the slip. You can go down there and enjoy a dinner and, you maybe watch a movie, play a game, and spend the night, or go home if it's during the week. And obviously on the weekend, you can do whatever you want. It's like a cabin on the water. Everything is there, just like your cabin. And you mentioned pontoons. You know, I've got a real nice pontoon that's barely been used. It's a 2013 20-foot Bennington pontoon for $18,900. It's got 10 hours on it. Comes with a trailer sitting right by my office there in Stillwater. So if you are looking for that pontoon, give us a call. And, you know, like we mentioned, the boat show. is coming up, and that's January 24th to the 27th at the Minneapolis Convention Center. You know, you can buy tickets by going to the convention center or plugging in Minneapolis Boat Show on your computer and buying the tickets. We're also going to be giving some tickets away here on the radio station, the Killer Bee, 95.9 FM. So keep tuned to the station here. Give us a call. Let us know what your ticket needs are, and we'll see what we can do for you.
Absolutely, yeah. Both of us will be giving tickets away. So like John said, stay tuned to the radio station and you have your chance of getting a couple of tickets here to go to the show.
Yep, and we're going to be in booth 78, which is not too far. In fact, we're in within visual of Wolf Marine. So you know, visit us at booth 78. We'll have a display of all the boats that we have for sale. We'll have some books with some basic information on the boats, and we'll also have some sign up sheets for you guys to fill out so we can keep in touch. If you're looking for that special boat, or if you want to sell a boat, you can leave that information behind. It only takes me 15 minutes to load up a new boat and get that thing on Yacht World and boats.com and on my website and on Facebook and everywhere else that we can sell that boat.
Yeah, and along with John, like you said, we're within sight view of each other here. And I'd like to mention that my booth is at 1425, and it's going to be the who's who of everybody that has anything to do with boating is going to be at the Minneapolis Boat Show. So it's not just John and I, you know, so it gets everybody pumped up. It's a great way to get people excited about boating. So we'd hope that you come visit us. In fact, I'd really like to see a lot of my current clientele and some new people. So if you're at the boat show and just want to stop by and say hi, I'd really like to see and meet you and go from there.
Yeah, that sounds good to me. And he mentioned there's other things out there to see. And the only things I can think of out there, you know, there's a popcorn stand out there. There's a couple bars where you can buy some beer and everything else. Because really, at the boat show, there really isn't anybody else to see but Eric and myself, because we can take care of all your boating needs. So if you're going to come out to the boat show, only know that booth 78 and
1425
are there, and they're the place to go because, hey, we can take care of all your boating needs no matter what it is. We'll take care of it.
Yeah. If not, I guess we could probably point you in the right direction also. I mean, there are others out there. You know, we've had a lot of our guests in the past are going to have booths out there. Of course, Sam's Marine Performance is right next door to me. So
and a great guest.
Yep, and a great guest. Also, you know, what are some of the other ones? Cross Country Boat Transport's going to be there.
And another great guest.
Yep, Hassis Paintworks, they're also going to be there.
Another great guest.
Yep, absolutely. Along with others I'm sure that I'm forgetting about. But
they want to be guests.
Yeah. Yeah, and hopefully maybe guests in the future.
That's right, because I think we might have mentioned this before. We, I think, may be one of only two boating shows in the entire United States of America here in North America that that talks about anything boating, and that includes, you know, the boating aspect where I'm at and the marine aspect where Eric's at. So we are kind of the only ones around. So, and we're kind of happy about it. We want to continue to do it. We want to continue that service. We want to work with people and educate people and enlighten people, including ourselves, because you know, we see and hear new things all the time. We're not closed-minded. Eric might be, because he's been around longer than I have, and he's a lot more smarter and intelligent and better looking.
Yeah.
So he's got it all going for him, but I'm the one that's doing all the learning here.
I've got a face for radio. That's all I can say.
You and me both.
All right. But no, you're
we're
right.
We're guys. What can we say?
I'm always open for new ideas and different opinions. You know, there's a lot of people out there, and even some of our guests that we've had in the past, you know, that have talked about exotic species and the DNR and the sheriff and all that. I don't always agree with their views. And, you know, I'm always open to listen to their side of the story, and hopefully they're open to listen to mine, and that we can come to some kind of compromise on some of the issues. But for the most part, you know, we're boaters. We're out there to have a good time. In most cases, the laws are there to help us have good times and to protect us. So
exactly,
you know, if I don't agree with it, so be it.
There you go.
We still have to abide by the rules.
Yep, there you go. Hey, you know, before we come up to our the end of our first half here, which we've got a little ways to go yet, you know, I wanted to mention that besides selling boats, I do rent and sell slips. You know, a lot at the Stillwater Marina, but I also do some at our new office in Prescott at Miscroy Yacht Harbor. I'll sell and rent slips down there. In fact, right in between, just got a listing of a slip at Afton Marina. It's a 32 by 12.6 slip. They're asking $69,900 for that. And if you're familiar with Afton, it's kind of just south of 94. You know, I would say it's between, well, closer to 94 than it is to Prescott. But if you're interested in a slip in Afton or Stillwater or Prescott, definitely give us a call on that and we can take care of your needs there.
Yeah, and, you know, Afton's a great place, but I'm kind of partial to one that's north of Stillwater.
I was going to say, you know, they're kind of not quite up to the specs of Wolf Marine.
And everybody's different. Those particular slips that you're talking about are people that that actually own the slips. We're all rental.
Yep.
So, you know, of course, to dish out $69,000 or $70,000 for a 32-foot slip can be tough for some people as opposed to maybe $5,000 a year. that rent. You would probably look at our place. So, you know, everybody has their own little thing, and we would hope that either, you know, John's trying to sell one and I've got one to rent. So keep us in mind also.
And I
encourage everybody to go out and shop and look around and see what everybody has to offer. Then come to Wolf Marine because we're the best.
You know what I was just thinking too? There's not too many family-owned marinas or brokers out there that actually use their name in the business. And here are two, Tetzloff Yacht Sales and Wolf Marine, using their family name. We end up being a half mile apart from each other. And if you go up and down the St. Croix, the Mississippi, and out on Lake Minnetonka, you're not seeing a family-owned business with using their own name in their business. And usually when you see that, that business is going to work a lot harder because it's their name
Your name is on top of the sign, and
that's right.
Something that you strive to keep and take pride of. So, you know, we've been around for 61 years, so hopefully that says something about
us. It does. It does.
And so, anyhow, we are coming up to the end of our first session here, so I got to get in our sponsor, so I got to give the heads up for Aircraft and Marine Insurance Company out of Burnsville. They just insure boats and planes. So if you have a boat, which most of us do have, you should probably give Aircraft and Marine Insurance a call, get a quote from them, see what they can do for you. Their phone number is 952-890-1124. You can check them out on the web, aircraft-marine.com. Give them a call, see what they can do for you. Stay tuned, we're going to be right back.
A convenient location in Protected Bay. Shouldn't that be where you harbor your boat? If so, dock your boat at Wolf Marine in Stillwater. Hello, this is Eric Wolf. After all, why have a boat if you can't get out onto the water and enjoy it? My grandparents, along with my father, established this marina at the intersection of Highway 95 and 96, just a mile north of Stillwater in 1957. But being just north of downtown, you avoid heavy traffic that keeps you from getting out onto the water. And in our protected bay, we have hundreds of slips ranging in size from 16 to 50 feet, so we can accommodate a variety of boats. Not sure if this is the best place to keep your boat? Come see me. I can answer your questions so you can decide the best place to dock your boat. And because Wolf Marine is a three-generation family-owned marina, you can count on consistency from year to year. Talk to me and get out on the water faster at Wolf Marine.
Hello, this is John Tetzloff of Tetzloff Yacht Sales. If you are thinking of getting out on the water in your new boat, now is the time to talk to me. Whether you're looking at a houseboat, cruiser, motor yacht, or something else. And with the largest selection of boats in the area, not only do we have boats in Stillwater, but we also broker boats up and down the St. Croix, the Mississippi, Lake Minnetonka, all over North America, and even overseas. I will help you find the best boat for you, and because my name is the name on the sign, I will work hard for you before and after the sale. Come visit TetzloffYachtSales.com.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Boating with Wolf Marine and Tetzlaff Yacht Sales. I am Eric Wolf. I am the co-owner of Wolf Marine, which is located 1 mile north of downtown Stillwater on the intersection of Highway 95 and 96. We are on that beautiful St. Croix River. If you have a boat ranging in size from 16 to 50 foot, get it down at the marina there. We'd love to have you. Give us a call, 651-439-2341. Send us an email, info@wolfmarine.net. You will be talking probably to Ashley down there. She is my office manager. She would love to help you out. John.
I am John. John Tetzlaff. I'm the other half of the show. TetzlaffYachtSales.com. We are a boat broker. We deal in used, real nice used yachts, cruisers, houseboats, trawlers. So if you're looking for that, you know, you don't want that big sticker shock when you're looking at those new boats, check us out, because that's what I'm here for. So I'm gonna take that shock away and get you a heck of a nice boat for a lot less money than it is new. So and if you're looking to sell, give us a call, because we you know, the boat show is coming up. And, you know, it doesn't take me long to get those boats listed and get them out there on yachtworldandboats.com and Facebook and everything else that I do. Give us a call and we can get that stuff going for you, because, like we said earlier, the boat show seems to be the start of the season. People start, you know, they're looking over the holidays, you know, when they're in between opening presents and eating turkey or whatever they're doing. You know, they start looking, but right around the boat show is when it starts kicking in and they start making those calls and want to start looking at boats. And you know what? Even though the boats are wrapped, they're on blocks, you know, we can still get on them. They're shrink wrapped, but a lot of times they have doors on them. If not, I can just cut a little slice in the wrap and tape them back up when we're done. So we can definitely look at them all winter long. And I would suggest, if you see something, give us a call, 651-214-9463. Again, that's 651-214-9463, and it's TetzlaffYachtSales.com, because once that boat show starts, I get busier than heck, and all the nice boats are getting gobbled up.
So Tetzlaff, now that's not like Smith or Jones or Anderson or anything like that. Let's throw the spelling out there, John.
Yeah, I know. It's T-E-T-Z-L-A-F-F. It's a German name. But it's not a common one.
No,
it isn't. Like Wolf.
No, and which is also a German name.
That's right.
And it's fairly common, so especially for us Germans. So I'd like to also mention that, you know, for our past episodes, John and I have probably been doing this now for, what, 2-3 years now, right?
It's been a while.
It has. So we do have numerous radio shows that are on the web. You can go to thebigqradio.com. And click on listen to the archived shows. So, you know, if you like our show, you want to listen to some of the past shows. We've had some great guests in the past. So, and some of the shows people should really, really listen to, because, you know, there's some interesting things, some things that even, you know, we're constantly learning all the time. And some of our past guests, I've learned quite a bit. So, don't hesitate. Go to thebigqradio.com. Click on listen to archive shows and check it out. Also, if you want to listen live, you can go to killerbradio.com and you listen to the live listen live to the Killer Bee on the homepage there. So go to the past episodes, listen live.
Yep, and listen live, we do it every other Saturday, so you can go on there and figure out when the new shows, and again, both Eric and I will have it on our Facebook page when the new shows are coming out, and you know, when and how to listen to that show, and then again, how to listen to the old shows, because all the shows from the previous station that went out of business, KLBB in Stillwater, are also on bigqradio.com. In addition to the shows that we've done out here. So it's really cool to get all those shows and listen to them. And you know, he had mentioned all the guests that we've had. Some of the guests that I'm trying to get on here are really cool. You know, I sent some emails out to Walter Mondale, obviously former vice president of the United States, but also big time involvement in what the St. Croix River is today. And Eric probably knows more about that than I do, but I think Walter was instrumental in getting that thing named as a pristine or national riverway.
Yeah,
or
scenic and wild riverway.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. He was he along with it slips my mind now, the governor of Wisconsin at the time. They were the two that were definitely involved in that, and they can, to me, I think they're the ones that can take credit in that. So
yeah, and I'm sure Walter probably. I don't think Walter was too keen on that new bridge, but hey. I think that new bridge is cool. I think it really is helping out, the Stillwater area. But again, we want to make sure folks know that we're just not, we're not always talking about the Stillwater area. We're talking about Minnesota waterways, and to include, the St. Croix and the Mississippi, Lake Minnetonka, and all the lakes and rivers that are in Minnesota, because we're, Minnesota, if you look at around the country, per capita, we're the biggest boating community in the country.
Absolutely, yeah. And, in the past we've talked about slips and that on the St. Croix, and I know there's a lot of people that are in, like, Minnetonka, Forest Lake, White Bear, that have boats that are able to be trailered. And I do want to mention that we do offer weekend slip rentals, which includes the use of the launch and ramp place to store your vehicle and trailer. It's $45 for a night down at the marina. If you want to explore new grounds there, new waters, I should say, right, and check out the St. Croix, that's a great way to do it. And I feel confident that you're going to want to come back and hopefully rent a slip for the year, or maybe a month or even a week. So all those options are available down at the marina. So especially the daily things really come on strong for us. So
yeah,
a lot of people come down just for a weekend. So for $90 for a whole weekend, you got a place to keep your boat in the water and a nice slip, a place to store your trailer. A lot of people just leave the trailers in the storage lot over the weekend, and they go out for the day, come back at night and go home, come back the next morning and use their boat. So it's a great option, something for you to check out. Again, it's about $45 for most boats, anything 26 foot and under. So I'd say that's most trailerable boats are 26 and under. So check it out. Like I said, give Ashley a call at 651-439-2341. She can explain how things work. And we usually don't require reservations except for on the holiday weekends. So if it's something you're looking to do on the 4th of July or something like that, definitely have to call us.
Yeah. And another guest that I've got in contact with was Courtney Godfrey. She was the Fox News anchor here for the local station that had that boating accident out on Lake Minnetonka a couple of years ago. And turned out that the insurance coverage for all boaters in Minnesota was a huge issue that I don't think a lot of people knew about until she was on our show.
Yep. And another great guest.
Yep. And we enlightened everybody. So I've got to call into her to see if we can get her back on to update on her, because she was really taking that fight to Congress to get that insurance fixed the way it should be. So if we can get her on, I think that'd be great. We've also got feelers out to a lot of other people. So we're going to really work hard on getting some good guests on the show. And if you have any ideas, the listening public, on who you want to have on the show, or if you have any questions, you can definitely contact the station or Eric or I at our offices, and we can cover it.
Yeah, and things that we've talked about in the past that are important to me also is trying to get people involved in the marina aspect, the repairs and that and this and that.
Mm-hmm.
Repairs right now are tough. It's tough to find a good mechanic, but also a good upholster top person. And if that's something that you're doing, I know I've mentioned in the past, I do have a building that's located in Somerset, Wisconsin, that would be ideal for an upholster or a boat top person. So if it's something that you're interested in doing, give me a call at 651-439-2341. Ask for me, you can maybe even tell Ashley that you're interested in the Somerset building. It's a great building. It'd be perfect for an upholster or someone that's working on boat tops. So if it's something that you're, and it's a need, it's something that really we need out there. We don't have enough people in the business doing that right now.
For sure.
Somebody up and coming, wanting to get into a great business, that would be a great opportunity.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, I've got a couple things I want to mention that we did, you know, back, well, 2018, we won Boat Dealer of the Year, and that was through the Gazette. And, you know, some people think dealer, you know, geez, is Tetzloff Yacht Sales a dealer? Well, you know what, we deal in boats. And this is an award that that's what they called it at the Gazette, and that's what everybody voted on. And we won, you know, fairly well. And again, I didn't even know about the award that we had won it. It was kind of I had ignored a couple emails from the Gazette, and they thought maybe I would be the first person ever not to want to acknowledge and receive this award. But that was my fault because I thought it was spam. It was and I didn't know that it was an award. But anyway, we won it. And to coincide with that, I want to let you know again that we opened up another office down at Miscroy Yacht Harbor in Prescott, Wisconsin, kind of right where the Mississippi and the St. Croix meet. And the address down there is 451 2nd Street in Prescott. You know, we can deal with boats in any area from our Stillwater office, but we can also do the same thing now in our Prescott office. So if you're in that area, stop in and say hi. And if not, stop back in the Stillwater office and say hi to us there.
Yeah, and we were just talking about your Stillwater location, and it's a very cute little building there right on the Browns Creek Trail. So, and it looks like we are coming up towards the end of our show. Boy, they go quick here. Again,
I want to mention one boat real quick here. It's right at my office. It's a 1999 35-foot Carver Mariner, all brand new upholstery inside. It hasn't even been sat in yet. In fact, when you walk in, you can smell it. But you know what? The Mariner, the Carver Mariner, they're great layouts. They're basically one level inside. They have great walkarounds on the outside. The bridge is huge and can accommodate a lot of people. And this is loaded, generator, air conditioning, windlass anchor, you name it. It's got a huge shower in there, but I wanted to make sure I got that in there for $59,900.
And I
got
to do a quick thing about that boat. I've been in them. The headroom in there is unbelievable. You walk inside them things and they look huge for a 35-foot boat. So it's a great boat, John, and I do have a spot for it.
Yep.
So if someone buys that, I've got a spot
for
it. So again, my name is Eric Wolf. I'm the co-owner of Wolf Marine. We're located 1 mile north of downtown Stillwater, intersection of Highway 95 and 96 on the beautiful St. Croix River.
And my name's John Tetzloff. That's TetzloffYachtSales.com. We're at 575 Main Street North, downtown Stillwater, kind of on the north end of downtown. Cell phone is 651-214-9463. That's the best way to contact me, TetzloffYachtSales.com. Check out our Facebook page. We have a lot of great information on there. And we'll talk to you guys in 2 weeks. Bye.